Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of What's the Lesson, the podcast that dives into life lessons and personal growth. Lessons that not only enrich your life, but your family's life as well. This episode is sponsored by Bark Technologies, whose tech solutions help keep families safe online with their incredible app and innovative Bark phone.
Today, we have the distinct pleasure of hosting a remarkable guest, Kate Dempsey, the founder and executive director of the Miss Valley of the Sun Scholarship Organization. Kate's impactful journey with the Miss Arizona and Miss America organizations, which started over 5 years ago, highlights her dedication and passion for mentoring young women.
Under Kate's leadership, the Miss Valley of the Sun Scholarship Organization stands as a local preliminary to the Miss Arizona and Miss Arizona's teen competitions. This nonprofit, all-volunteer organization, is committed to empowering the women of Arizona, helping them achieve their personal and professional aspirations.
Tune in as we delve into Kate's inspiring journey and learn more about the powerful role of mentorship and how organizations like Miss Valley of the Sun are crucial in shaping the future of young women in Arizona. Let's get into it.
Welcome to What's the Lesson, the podcast that takes you on a deep dive into the world of character development.
We're Jill and Mary, the dynamic duo behind Girls Mentorship.
We foster self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-awareness for tween and teen girls, along with their invaluable network of supporters through events, resources, and mentorship.
Picture us as your coaches, walking alongside you through the world of social-emotional learning, and think of this podcast as your own personal roadmap.
We'll support you in discovering obstacles that might be holding you back and gain clarity on why this work is a game changer, not only for your growth, but for the next generation of leaders as well.
Alongside our fantastic guests, we're here to share knowledge about how you can change old patterns of behavior and make sense of those WTF moments, shifting them into lessons that can drastically improve your life instead.
Whether you're an entrepreneur, a superhero stay-at-home mom, or someone fueled by boundless curiosity, our mission is crystal clear: to supercharge your emotional intelligence and sprinkle the magic of SEL into every corner of your life.
Kate, it's such a pleasure to have you. And for whatever reason, Jill and I attract new podcasts. See, I'm new at this too. New podcast interviewees. So this is your first time on a podcast, which surprises me because you run a pretty great organization that we feel should be on more platforms.
Oh. I couldn't agree more.
So, well, Kate, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Mary and Jill, for having me. Yeah, it is definitely my first time. There's a little bit of nerves, but like I was saying earlier, I couldn't be more excited to be doing my first podcast with two of you because I see you both as very influential women, as well as a lot of the women that I work with every single day. So thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And let's get into what you just said. You work with a ton of women every single day in the Miss Valley of the Sun Scholarship Organization. And that's exactly why we wanted to have you on. We had the pleasure of connecting with you over the past few years and meeting some of your misses and your teens, and they've been such an integral part of what we do at Girls Mentorship. So will you first start by explaining how you got into the Miss organization and then what Miss Valley of the Sun is?
Absolutely. It's funny, every time I explain the story of how I got involved in the Miss America organization, people can't really believe it in a sense. I actually have never competed in a pageant on the Miss America stage or locally even that. I think when I was younger, I was probably like 16, maybe 15, my mom put me in this little pageant in, you know, in my hometown, and that was kind of it. But I never competed at, you know, with the Miss America organization. And now I will say, like, I am so mad at myself that I never did. But anyways, leading up to what got me involved, my husband and I moved from Massachusetts to Arizona about 12 years ago. And through our work relationships, I met one of my really, really great friends, probably even one of my best friends today, Tiffany Collins, who actually competed in the Miss America organization and is currently on the board of Miss Arizona. So, you know, just during friendly conversations, hanging out, going to dinner, you know, drink here and there, she said, "Hey, do you want to come volunteer for Miss Arizona this summer? We just need some extra help." Long story short, that dovetailed into me becoming a local director for Miss Valley of the Sun. So I've been right now volunteering for the organization for, I would say, almost 7 years in totality. But Miss Valley of the Sun was kind of created about 3 years ago, and it's an official local preliminary to Miss Arizona and Miss America. We are an official 501c3 nonprofit organization as well. So, you know, everything we do is for the sake of our title holders, to provide scholarships, opportunities for them to grow and develop into the beautiful young women and young adults, you know, that they are today. So, yeah, it's just kind of the stepping stone into the Miss America organization.
I have had the wonderful pleasure of getting to know you and these beautiful pageant young women. When I got to be a judge for a local competition last year, was it, or like almost, I guess, 2 years
ago? Yeah, 2 years ago.
Oh, being a veteran.
I know.
But what I want to also say to you, saying that you've never done pageants before, I've always like grown up seeing pageants, the Miss America organization on TV, and I didn't really know what it was all about. I just thought it was beautiful, beautiful girls, you know, talking on a stage and having some type of platform that they believed in, which was amazing, but I had no idea the ins and outs of what this organization really stands for until you asked Mary and I to be a judge. Mm-hmm. And there was only one judging position.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Mary, in just the angel of a best friend that she is, knew that this would light me up in ways that, I mean, I probably, I
like a Christmas tree.
Literally, like a Christmas tree. And she knew that it was going to be a dream of mine. So she allowed me to do it. But that, Kate, was really the first time when the judges came in and did kind of a full day training on what the organization was about and what our job was. I was blown away at the personal growth and development aspect of what these competitions really stand for. Yes, do they get to wear beautiful dresses? Mm-hmm. And yes, yes, yes. But there's so much more than that. So can you share a little bit more about what is a pageant? Like, what really makes up and comprises of a pageant if a mom is listening and she's like, oh my gosh, I too thought it was just pretty women in dresses and answering questions. Tell us a little bit more about what makes up the competition.
Yeah, so we are the largest scholarship provider to women across the United States, which are actually in the world, I think, which is just truly amazing. And I think what makes the Miss America opportunity unique is the sense that we have talent as part of our competition, but we also have community service. And so if you know anything about the organization, or I guess for those that are listening and tuning in, there's really kind of five pillars we talk about a lot with the ladies and that we look for and they really embody and instill in their everyday lives. And that's, you know, style, scholarship, service, success. And then that fifth kind of one is sisterhood. And so those are the five pillars, if you will, of the Miss America organization and our pageant, if you will. And so the ladies will compete and they'll have a private interview with judges, a panel of judges, just like you sat on, and they compete in their talent. So, you know, we're not necessarily looking for the best dancer or the best singer. We're really looking for those that can really engage an audience. If you think about Miss America, if she goes on to, you know, meet the president of the United States and maybe she gets to have the honor of performing, you know, she has to be engaging and people want to listen or watch her, right? So interview talent. They also do a fitness portion. And so we partner with Rebel Athletic, who is just a phenomenal sponsor to the Miss America organization, provides, if you see any NFL or NHL or just cheerleaders and dancers in general, they're typically wearing a Rebel uniform. They're beautiful, sparkly, amazing. But there's a fitness portion of the competition, as well as onstage question and evening gown. And so you said it perfectly yourself, you know, earlier. You used to think that it's all about just the way you look. And, you know, when we think about evening gown, the judges aren't judging them or scoring them on whether or not they like their gown, right? Because we all have very different opinions on our style. But they're really looking for who's carrying themselves the best on that stage, who's confident, who's having fun, who do they just enjoy watching up there. So those are really the main points of the competition. You don't really have to have any, any previous experience at all. We help the ladies through all of that. So if anyone is interested, definitely reach out. We would love to meet new teens and miss that are interested in joining the program.
Well, that's a perfect place to segue into. Obviously, we work with girls ages 10 to 18, a little earlier if need be, a little later if need be. But along those lines, we have had, I think it was Miss Scottsdale, now known as Miss Arizona.
Yes.
The former Miss North Phoenix once was Miss Arizona. Miss Mesa and Miss Saguaro come in to our summer camps. That's where we've gotten the most touch points with the Miss organization. And the girls obviously were in awe because they come in with their crown and their sash dressed fairly normally. I mean, we had Lexi come in and do a little dance portion of it. Tiff came in a couple times over the duration of our summer camp. But these girls looking up to these women within the organization, when can a girl start with the Miss organization? And is there a tie to dancing and gymnastics that lends itself well to the segue, if you will, into doing competitions in that way? Is that something you've seen?
Yeah. So we actually have a little sister program all the way from 4 to 12. So that's not a competition per se, but a great way for those younger ladies, like my daughter who's 4 and she's part of the program, a great way for them to start to get involved, get introduced to the organization, our values, what we're all about, start to build relationships with our title holders. And then our teen program, our Miss Arizona's teen, if you will, that starts at age 13. So between the ages of 13 and 18, you can compete to be, you know, a local title holder and then Miss Arizona's teen. And then our Miss program is from 18 to 28, actually. So we have, you know, all the way from 4-year-olds all the way up to 28-year-olds. You know, I think we do tend to attract performers, you know, just the nature of our competition, because we do have that talent portion of our competition. So naturally we'll get the dancers, the girls that can do gymnastics, the vocalists. We do get a lot of those, especially in their younger years. We do see a lot more teens being dancers and things like that. But I would say that our program is not just for the dancers, the singers, people who can play the violin or the piano. We actually have a portion that's included in our talent phase of competition that's called Her Story. So we're really looking for anyone that can tell even a compelling story. So, you know, we've had people on stage doing monologues to their favorite play or making up their own poem and reciting that poem. And, you know, it could be anything from, you know, sexual abuse around that topic, from something very, very inspiring around, you know, how they're developing goals and motivating others. We've had people paint on the stage. So just because you're not a dancer or a singer or you can't play the piano, I would not let that deter you from coming to the organization and checking us out, because, you know, we've seen Miss Arizona's and Miss America's still become Miss Arizona and Miss America without being a dancer or a singer. So So yeah.
I was just going to say, I'll never forget Tiffany Ticklow. She's now the reigning Miss Arizona.
Yes.
When she came in and spoke to our girls, I think the one thing that really was compelling in her story was her older sister was a former Miss Arizona. So she grew up in watching her sister, but really she was more of like the reserved shy one in her mm-hmm. family. And all of the girls at our camp was looking at her because she was so poised and confident. And they were like, no way, you were not shy and not confident. And she was like, no, I truly was. I'm a introvert at heart and I'm kind of nerdy. And all of us were like, wow, isn't it amazing by just like judging a book by its cover that this beautiful woman as you know, Miss Arizona was not confident her whole life. So what I love so much about this pageant or the process of the organization is you welcoming where girls are exactly where they're at. So they can be painfully shy or mm-hmm. they can be so outgoing and needing a little guidance around, you know, having someone else guide and direct them. But I think that's the beautiful thing is that throughout the process and the journey of the organization, you guys are really good at honing in on the girls' skills and developing them as leaders. And the amount of times Tiffany said that she failed at and failed in a good way of like not getting a title or a crown, but that kept her going and really everybody else in the competition. It teaches girls so many valuable skills that moms want mm-hmm. for their daughters. And I just want to call that out because if you have a daughter who is kind of discovering herself or you see the potential in her, but she just needs a community and guidance. This organization is truly mind-blowing. And I wish I had a girl. I have two boys, but I'm like, man, if I had a daughter, 1,000%, I would have put her through this process of this organization because of what you guys stand for, the skills that you teach the girls, and the community that which it's built upon.
Right, the sisterhood piece. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what I was going to go with from there in terms of friendship is hard, right?
Yes.
And I'm not saying necessarily that it's any easier within your organization, but it gives girls a platform on which to meet other like-minded, in similar places, girls as them. And that was one thing I think Stephanie, Miss Mesa, really honed in on as well within her time at our camps with our girls was just how integral the sisterhood has been for her, that regardless of what title you hold or what you win or don't win, you've got an entire group of women ready to support you. And I think that's one of the most important call outs in today's day and age where we're all kind of wondering, where do we meet friends? How do we meet friends? And it's in putting yourself in
and
situations
finding
like that.
Good friends.
Yes.
Who are passionate the same way you are. So will you speak to a little bit of that too? And like how the Miss Valley of the Sun organization came to be and what you've seen in terms of the bonds that have been created throughout it?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I honestly even see it at the director level. So, you know, when I started Miss Valley of the Sun, it was really just me. And I honestly had no idea what I was getting myself into. I'm like, sure, I could throw a pageant. I'm very organized. I have project management skills, event planning, you know, leadership skills. I can do this, no problem. And then I shortly realized how much work goes into not only putting on a pageant, but then the work and the effort after the pageant, mentoring these young women and helping them prepare for Miss Arizona. So I see the sisterhood on my end because I personally have met my own probably lifelong friends at this point who have understood and who support our mission and our organization and have joined me. So, you know, I now have a wonderful co-director, Kate Hoffman. She is actually a former Miss Arizona as well. So of course she, you know, supports the organization.
I love that.
She supports the organization and has for many, many years as she competed as a teen and a Miss and then, you know, went on to compete at Miss America. But along with her, I have four other ladies who help me, and we kind of do this Miss Valley of the Sun together. So the sisterhood is very important, not just for us as an adult and leaders in the organization, but for all the ladies too. So I think when they can see us, you know, supporting each other, lifting each other up at our level, you know, it trickles down and trickles down to every level, I think. But I have totally seen the sisterhood, you know, firsthand where, you know, I do have a larger organization, the largest organization in Arizona for the local preliminary. So we do have a lot of ladies. This year we have 14 title holders that we're supporting and prepping to compete for Miss Arizona. So I've had ladies that have started with me when they were 14 and now they're 17. And just to see them grow and to see the bond that they form with their sister title holders and even the older ladies, right? So the Miss and the teen bond is just truly, truly special. They go and they support each other at their school events. They go to their graduations. They go, you know, we have, you know, girls that are not competing anymore, you know, because they've aged out or whatnot. And they're having babies and weddings and, you know, the list goes on and they're just continually supporting each other over and over. And what we like to tell our ladies is like, yes, this is a competition, right? But like, this should be a competition within yourselves. So I'm pretty sure that at some point in time, we've mentioned to you that, you know, this sport, if you will, is very subjective. And you get in front of 5-6 individuals that have very different opinions, and you cannot control the outcome, right? Only thing you can control is yourself. So we really instill that in our ladies and really try to work with them on, to your point earlier, meeting them where they're at and helping them with their goals. And I think that that expresses the sisterhood as well, because they're really, really supportive of one another. So it's actually one of my favorite parts of the organization.
That's awesome. And just to put an exclamation point on what you said around you being an example, right? Having these relationships with the women that you're leading this organization with is equally as important, because we are the example that these girls are looking up to. And right. When we don't accept certain things that society does accept, especially where it concerns pitting other women against one another, right? You won, you lost. That should mean that now you're in competition with one another. And now you shouldn't value each other for who the individual is outside of the crown and outside of the competition. So I love that you know that, you understand that, and you embody it, because that is such an uphill battle. I feel like it always has been, but yeah, particularly now in 2023 going into 2024, we have to be the role models that we expect our girls to show up as. So for you to really understand that is very cool.
I was just going to say that it is, it's a value of the organization. Like, your leadership is truly, it trickles from the top down. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, I agree, Mayor, I feel like there might be some hesitation for moms to put their daughters into this, because it's like, oh, is it going to be really backstabby and catty?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can, moms listening, I can 1000% attest that this is something that you want to do for your daughter. It is an organization led by two incredible women who are so heart-centered. And we've been in current conversations with some male coaches, and they're like, you know what, sometimes parents think sports is like the way to, you know, get have their kids be developed by mentors, where it's like, okay, you're going to go to soccer today, you're going to go to football today, you're going to go to gymnastics or what have you. And sometimes we don't know the coach's intention. Right. We think that they're always going to bring their best and be their best, but there's no background checks or, you know, it's kind of like, I'll volunteer to do it. I'll do the thing. And we don't know, you know, how Uncle Johnny was raised. Right. And then he's leading our kids. So we've been having a lot of conversations around uncoaching. So you drop your kiddo off at their sporting event and then you pick them up and then you're like, excuse me, what were you talking about? And how are you talking now? Because this is not the conversation that we're having at home. So I just love that you walk the walk and you talk the talk, because truly that is, those are the type of organizations and leaders that we need our girls specifically to be a,
We want to associate with, because we have to have references of people that we can send families to. And it's important to have community that is on the same page for our mission and vision and what we're doing. And it's been very clear throughout the last couple of years that as soon as we got linked up with your organization, that there was synergy and we wanted to be a part of what each other were doing in order to showcase that to girls and parents, give them an opportunity, another place to bring their child, to lift them up. And it's just been such a wonderful experience. I want to go back to the fact that you said Miss Valley of the Sun is 3 years old.
Yes, just 3. And I think you guys are 3 years old too, right? We're twins here.
We're both toddlers.
Yeah, we're toddlers.
Yeah. What other organizations are in the Valley that do what you do? Is that why you felt compelled to start your own? Did you see a gap in the marketplace? Because that's a heavy load. That's a heavy haul. And to see how much you've grown in the past 3 years and what your organization has been able to accomplish with title holders is pretty freaking cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So in the Valley, I am the only local preliminary competition to Miss Arizona and Miss America. We do have a local preliminary up in Prescott called the Yavapai County Scholarship Organization. It is open. So even if you live in the Valley, you can actually go up there and compete and have a title and still serve really anywhere across Arizona. We also have a local competition in Yuma. We have one in Parker. We have one in Sierra Vista. But those ones are closed. And what that means is that you actually have to live in those cities or towns to compete in that organization. So we have a few closed ones. And then just the two, you know, I guess locally, more local to the Valley, that are open. And I would say those kind of mine and the one up in Prescott are the larger. We get more girls just because it's bigger here, right? So we have more opportunities, more titles for the ladies to compete for. If people are interested, again, they can compete up north, they can compete here. We do see a lot of girls if they don't happen to get a title at our local competition, or maybe they don't get a title depending on, you know, when the dates of our local competitions are. We do see girls compete at both of ours, and we actually encourage it too, because, it's just another opportunity to get on stage, perform your talent, practice your interview, grow and develop. So even if you don't win or you want to compete in another one and get some practice before, you know, maybe you really want to be Miss Phoenix, you can go compete at another one and get that practice. So there's lots of opportunities for sure still within just the Metro Phoenix area.
Let's take parents through kind of the timeline of what it means, because this was new to me when I was judging. I was like, oh, I did not understand what holding a title meant. So your organization is preliminary, meaning that you guide and support girls in the process of competing at these competitions. And then when girls do go and compete, what does it mean to win that competition? What does a title represent?
Sure. So you're exactly right on. So the ladies will come to our organization to win, you know, a Miss Phoenix or a Miss Phoenix Teens title. So we typically have them more in the fall from a timeline perspective. And once one of the ladies wins the titles or a title, we work with them and our leadership team to help them develop their community service initiative, work on their talent, work on their interview, maybe help them with their fitness. And fitness, by the way, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, all the time going to the gym. It's more working on their modeling and the fitness wardrobe, if you will. Of course, we want them to be fit in all aspects of their life, mind, body, spirit, mental health, and all of that. But that's not when I think sometimes when people think of fitness, they go back to the swimsuit. They're not in a swimsuit anymore. But I digress there. But the timeline is through, I would say, October all the way through June. My leadership team and I are helping them with all of those different things. And June, they compete for the title of Miss Arizona or Miss Arizona's team. So as they become a title holder, so now they come to our organization, they win Miss Phoenix or Miss Phoenix's teen, they have a job, right? So this is considered a job. And they're working on their community service initiative. They each have a cause that is very meaningful and impactful to them. And so they're going out and serving for that cause, whether they are helping to raise more awareness about literacy rates in Arizona, or they're, helping more homeless dogs get off the street and into loving homes, or they're helping, to raise more awareness about cancer research. Whatever the cause is for them, we help them develop, support it, maybe put on events to help raise funds for it. But they are also going out in their communities that they support. So, for example, our Miss Peoria, there was just a brand new Blue Cross Blue Shield office opening in Peoria, and she was able to go to the ribbon cutting and tour the new facility and be part of the whole experience and welcome this small business, if you will, to Peoria. So they do a lot of those things as well. They're able to perform their talents for, different businesses if they're having, if they need some local talent, or they can MC and host. And so they're really, the job is really all about giving back to the community and serving the community, all while really supporting that cause that feels really special to them.
And just so our listeners are aware, this is a job, like you said, but it is an unpaid job.
Correct.
And what the girls are really going after is the scholarship opportunities. So will you talk a little bit more about what they could potentially win aside from the title of Miss Scottsdale, Phoenix, whatever title city that they've won? What else are they winning in that title?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, we are the largest scholarship provider in the world for women, and it really starts at the local level. So my leadership and my leadership team and I do go out to local businesses. As I mentioned, we're the 501c3. So all of the scholarships that we provide to our ladies at the local level are donated by community members and business partners and small business owners. And so we're really thankful for their support. So they're able to earn scholarships at the local level. At Miss Arizona, I think the scholarships are absolutely incredible, where we partner with different colleges, especially our new partner is Arizona State University. And I think it's incredible that even just becoming top 11 as a Miss or a teen earns you $28,000 to Arizona State University. So I think that is truly incredible. So you don't even have to win the title of Miss Arizona or Miss Arizona's teen to get that scholarship. And so that's just one of the many colleges that we partner with: Western New Mexico University, Eastern Arizona University, where depending on where you land in Miss Arizona, you may be able to get a full ride scholarship to some of these colleges, which is incredible. So I think last year I had three title holders that finished their master's degree through Western New Mexico University. Alexis and Tiffany, who are both reigning Miss Arizona and Miss Arizona's teen, are both students at Arizona State University. And I know many of our title holders across Arizona are going to graduate, if not have already graduated college debt-free and pursuing their postgraduate degrees debt-free as well, which I think is incredible. And that's not even the national level. So, you go on to the national level, and I know they just announced what Miss America and Miss America's teen scholarships will be, because that competition is in a couple weeks. But they're giving out over $100,000 to you know, either through the top five on Miss and Teen, thousands of dollars through preliminary awards. So if you win a talent award or a fitness award or an evening gown award. So, I mean, really, scholarships at all levels. I think as you get to the national level, you know, the scholarships increase a little bit. But really, no matter where you're competing, there is something for everyone. And I think that is, you know, truly, truly incredible and something I wish I knew about when I was younger, because I'm kicking myself in the butt for not competing ever. And I'm like, I'm still paying for my college,
right?
You know?
Oh, does it make your heart just burst, like watching all of these girls just pursue their, overcome a lot,
yes.
Like overcome fear and overcome failure and then go on and win these titles that you have supported them in earning. I'm sure you're sitting back and you have moments of like, oh my gosh, pinch me. This is so cool. So I just want to tell the listeners, because this was interesting for me. I'm like, okay, in order to compete for Miss Arizona,
yes,
you have to have a title. So you have to be a Miss Phoenix, Miss Scottsdale, Miss Peoria, et cetera, et cetera, in order to then go and compete for the Miss Arizona.
Yes.
Whomever wins then goes to, like you just said, the national level mm-hmm. of the Miss America organization. So that's where the top person per state comes together.
Yes.
To compete for that title. And Miss Tiffany is getting ready to go and compete. When is the official Miss America?
So, date? Yeah, so it is technically the 9th, January 9th through the 15th. So we will have a brand new Miss America on January 14th. And then a brand new Miss America's Teen on the 13th of January. So I'm sure they leave a little bit earlier, but yeah, it's the 9th through the 14th or 15th, if you will. So it's coming up.
Is that typically when the competition is? This episode will have aired by then, but we can look forward to it for the years to come now.
Yeah. So typically in years past, it's been in December. It used to be in September, so it's changed a little bit. We do have a brand new CEO this past year, Robin Fleming. So I'm sure just, you know, through her connections and just her taking over the organization, timelines changed a little bit. So it has changed a little bit over the years, but I'm hopeful that you'll probably start to see some consistency in the time frame, if you will. We actually used to have Miss and Teen separate, and this is the first time I think in a very long time, or maybe if ever, that Miss America and Miss America's Teen is going to be done in the same week, which I think is really unique and cool, because you'll be able to have all of the title holders all together all week long supporting one another, which I think just goes back to show, you know, the meaning of sisterhood and having the Miss and the Teen being able to support each other while they're on stage. So yeah.
I am just curious, with all of your experience over these last, 3 years in your organization, but really, you've had a lot of experience over these years. What has been one of the most kind of, do I dare say, Cinderella story of watching a girl come into the organization, timid, shy, or what? Maybe that wasn't her. I'm not trying to paint that type of picture, but have you seen some girl come in and then just really transform in the process? I would love for you to share a little story about what that was like for you.
Yes. So my current Miss Maricopa County's Teen, Viana, started in the organization as we call them little sisters now, but the program used to be called the Princess Program. But she started when I believe she was 12 or 13. And so it was when I was volunteering for the organization. So I got to see her on stage as a little princess and got to see her become a title holder for the first time before I was a local director. But she is someone who has been with me the last 3 years. And by gosh, if she has blossomed and transformed. And she was first runner up for Miss Arizona last year. So, I mean, she just truly has blown me away with her confidence, her interview skills, her community service initiative is called Beautiful as a Butterfly. And it actually, I believe, correlates a lot with girls mentorship because it's all about mentoring young women or young girls. And she raises scholarship dollars to bring her little sisters to Miss Arizona with her so they don't have to pay that fee. But it's all about building up confidence and, you know, being confident to get on stage. She does self-defense classes with them as well. And she truly has just blown me away in every sense of her determination. So, you know, the year before she was third runner-up. That last year she was first runner-up. And, you know, I know Tiffany has talked with you about the fact that she didn't win her first time either. And so I think her Cinderella story, if you will, is, you know, her determination is just inspiring and motivating because, again, you don't know if it's your time to, you know, win that title, but she just never gives up on herself. She pushes through, she encourages others to do that. And then again, she's just that role model for all the young and the little girls. And she's been like that full circle moment or title holder for me so far to be able to watch her from a little sister and now as a teen title holder. This is her last year as a teen title holder. So who knows what will happen, you know, in the summer. Maybe we'll see her as a miss one day. And I think that will truly be a full circle moment. But yeah, she is just one that has gone through the program, I think, in its entirety, right, so far, and is truly one that people can look up to.
Well, and gosh, talk about taking advantage of the opportunity, right, from start to finish.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll move on to be a miss after graduating from being a teen, knowing how much it's impacted her and then how much she gets to turn around and impact others. That's probably the coolest part of what Girls Mentorship has taught Jill and I is we get to use our experience in order to impact other people and positively at that. So we can say, hey, this was our experience. It might not be the exact same as yours, but we have these tools and skills now to be able to gift to you so you don't make the same mistakes or feel the way we felt. So take them, use them. So it's very cool to hear that she's literally stepped in and just taken advantage of the situation. And kudos to her parents, right? Because
yes.
It's not necessarily easeful to drive around and do competitions and practice and makeup and hair and ball gowns and all the things. So it is definitely a commitment, but from what we've seen, it's a commitment worth making because what you're going to get out of that commitment is so much more than what you're putting in. Last question from me in terms of something that I found interesting. Title holders can be plentiful. So Melody Faith, just for instance, was, I don't know, Tempe, Scottsdale, North Phoenix, Phoenix, mm-hmm. before she ever won and went to Miss Arizona. So will you talk a little bit about how they can bebop around as well? You don't just lose a competition and then you're out forever. You can move around and do different competitions. You hinted at this by saying girls could go to other open competitions around the state, yes. But what does that look like for the individual?
Yeah. So the rules really from a Miss America organization really only state that you can't have the same title 2 years in a row. So theoretically, we could have, you know, a title holder be Miss Phoenix this year, and let's say she goes on to compete at Miss Arizona, gets, you know, second runner-up or whatnot. The next year, she can come back, compete at a local competition, but she won't be able to be Miss Phoenix again. She'll have to be, you know, Miss Scottsdale or Miss Maricopa County or Miss Tempe, and then she can start that process all over again. So, I think it's, from an outsider looking in, it's like, huh, I thought that girl was Miss Phoenix last year and now she's this. And yes, it's just a way for us to ensure that the ladies can continue to further develop their, you know, their skills, get opportunities within the community, serve the community, while obviously just not holding that same title. But yeah, theoretically, they could be Miss Phoenix this year, Miss Tempe next year, and Miss Phoenix the next year. We try not to do that if we have any help there, just because it's nice to be able to serve a different community when you can. But yeah, so that's kind of the process.
So when the young women get a sash, when they get their title,
yes.
Do you, as the preliminary support, let them go? Are you like, "Case, congratulations," or do you stay with them to really help support them through their titleship?
So as they get their local title, so if they are the Miss Phoenix, Scottsdale, all of the local titles, myself and Kate, who are the co-directors, as well as our leadership team, we support them the entire journey through them competing at Miss Arizona. Once they become Miss Arizona or Miss Arizona's team, then the state board takes them and they kind of take our babies away and they go and help them prepare for the national level. So you know, as much as, you know, we've had the pleasure of working with Tiffany and helping Tiffany and Alexis, because Alexis was also on our team last year as well, grow. Now, you know, Stacy and Kathy, who are on our state board, and Nicole, they're really the ones that are helping them prepare for the national level. But gearing up for Miss Arizona, it's all us.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, for girls and families looking to get their kids involved in some way, shape, or form, we will definitely have the Miss Valley of the Sun information in our show notes, as well as your information to be able to reach out to you. But this has been such an enlightening conversation. It's always a good reminder for us as to how the entire syndicate works and how we can be more involved. We obviously love working with your misses and having them come in to support us, because again, it's such a good example for our girls of what's possible for them. On that note, we'll leave you with the fact that Tiffany told all of our girls that she loves STEAM and just the look on their faces. So again, to hit it home, to reiterate the fact that it's not all about looks, right? Yes, right. That is part of the package to get dolled up and put on a beautiful gown. But regardless of what your kids might like or be studying and involved in, there is a place for them in your organization and even further out into the Miss America Syndicate as well. So it's very cool to hear what you're doing for girls, whether they are that age 4 to 10, getting involved in the teen program or ready to be in the Miss competition, that there's a spot for them. So thank you for joining us today. Thank you for telling us all about the organization.
You rocked your first podcast. Oh, thank you.
Incredible job in your first podcast. And we're excited for our listeners to get to know a little bit more about what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for having me and supporting our organization. Obviously, as a volunteer and having our ladies support your organization for them to volunteer with you and support the girls that go to your camps and all of your workshops. So I love the partnership and I'm excited to be able to partner with you both more. Thank you.
100%. Well, we appreciate you. Thanks for being on today. And with that, everyone, we will see you on the next episode of What's the Lesson? Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to What's the Lesson.
If you're feeling the same I can do anything attitude that we are, here's how you can keep the momentum going.
Spread the good vibes. Share this episode with your friends, family, or give us a shout out on your social media.
Fancy a trip to iTunes Town? We're all ears for your ratings and reviews. Seriously, we read each one of them. Your thoughts are like gold to us.
Lastly, let's be friends. Hang out with us on social media for more awesome content and behind-the-scenes action.
And until we meet again, remember our golden rule. Turning those WTF moments into WTL moments is a superpower.
Practice is always progress.
And you've got this.